Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and this hour we have a little bit of breaking news from the world of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball has suspended Yankees pitcher Michael Pineda for 10 games. Why? Well, it has to do with last night's great pine tar controversy at Fenway. You'll of course remember that the Red Sox beat the Yankees 5-1 last night, but the real action was early in the game in the second inning when Sox manager John Farrell asked home plate umpire Jerry Davis to inspect Michael Pineda. Here's the play-by-play of what happened next from the YES Network.
Remember, against the Red Sox, he had what looked like pine tar on his hand. Later said it was dirt. But Farrell is going out to check Pineda. Now they're checking his back. And they're throwing him out of the game. He went to his neck and he said there's something on his neck, so Pineda is being tossed.
So Pineda got tossed last night, and once again today he's been suspended by Major League Baseball for 10 games. Joining us now is Tom Beattie. He's co-founder and writer for the Red Sox blog SurvivingGrady.com, where he blogs as Denton. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. So first of all, tell us, what's your reaction to this 10-game suspension that Pineda just gets slapped with in this hour?
I have to say I'm stunned at it. The ejection had to happen. I completely agree with that. But for something that is kind of an unwritten rule and generally accepted, meaning the pitcher's using pine tar in the cold weather for grip purposes, 10 games seems pretty excessive. I feel like it was more of a statement to say to Pineda that, you know, we understand these things happen, but you know, play by the rules, put it on your visor, put it on your glove. Don't walk out there with, you know, looking like a Mike Tyson neck tattoo with pine tar on you.
All over your, yeah, exactly. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm looking at a fact here from one of our crack production team who tells me that in 2012, Tampa Bay's Joel Peralta actually received an 8-game suspension for having pine tar in his glove. So it's not unheard of.
No, I'm actually, I don't recall that. I remember incidents where they discovered pitchers scuffing the ball with either sandpaper or an emery board or something like that, which is more egregious according to the players because it actually impacts the flight of the ball and allows them to, you know, put more movement on their breaking stuff. But yeah, I don't recall the pine tar incident from 2012. That's interesting.
Well, I wonder, from your point of view as a Red Sox blogger and fan, I mean, we have to just recall that it was a couple games ago that there was an outcry online because there were what, pictures of Pineda's hand that made it seem like he had pine tar on his throwing arm a couple games ago. Do you think that that's what really forced John Farrell's hand last night when it was obvious that there was something else on Pineda's body?
Yeah, I think it was pretty clear in the first matchup that there was something going on, and for whatever reason, Farrell didn't bring it to the umpire's attention, but I remember on the TV broadcast, Remy and Orso were pointing it out all the time. It was very obvious. So there's a lot of speculation on why he didn't do it then, and it's almost like Pineda said, hey, they didn't care if I put it on my arm. Now I'm going to put it even more obvious on my neck. So it's a strange situation. I don't really understand why you don't just put it on your visor and nobody can see it. But
yeah. Well, finally, Tom, I'm just curious. I mean, you mentioned that it's not unheard of for pitchers to use pine tar on cold nights, and last night was a cold one. But, you know, Michael Pineda still gets this 10-game suspension. From the point of view of a fan, like, is it a big deal for pitchers to do this? I mean, technically, they're not supposed to put anything on the ball.
Well, that's correct. So, I mean, there's kind of two schools of thought. One is, a rule is a rule, so if the rule book says you can't do it, then don't do it or don't get caught. But even listening to a lot of the commentary from even some of the Red Sox players, I think it was David Ross that went on the radio this morning, and he said, you know, it's generally accepted. Everybody does it, and it's very difficult to grip the ball in the cold weather, and even a catcher would rather have the opposing pitcher do it than risk losing control of the ball and hitting a batter in the face or something. So they try and make it into a safety issue. But maybe it's a rule that needs to be looked at.
Well, Tom Beattie is co-founder and writer for the Red Sox blog, SurvivingGrady.com. Tom, thanks so much for joining us.
This was great. Thanks for having me, Meghna.
And once again, a little update here. Yankees pitcher Michael Pineda has been suspended for 10 games after being ejected from Fenway last night for using pine tar on the mound. So that's the latest from the world of baseball.